Scott Freeman, founder of the Cyber Smile Foundation. And in a moment, we will hear from Simon Bracewell, who is the chair of the Recruitment Society in the northwest of England, particularly about the point I mentioned to the Information Commissioner, people posting pictures on Facebook or whatever, and then it coming back to haunt them when they apply for a job. Welcome to the programme, all of you. Phil Hart, would you like to see what Christopher Graham was describing rolled out into your school, for example?
Absolutely. I think this is a growing problem. And although we, in my present school here, provide courses from CEOP, which is the Child Exploitation, an online sort of exploitation group for our youngsters, technology changes dramatically and rapidly. And I think the training is required for teachers as well as for staff, for the pupils.
Right. Scott Freeman, what do you think?
I think it's a great idea. I mean, we fully welcome this. It's something we've done. The workshops we do in schools do a lot of it are based around children respecting their privacy and understanding the consequences of material being indexed and then not being able to be deleted. So, yeah, this is really a fantastic idea for they'll reap the rewards in years to come, because some of these children don't realise that the stuff will come back later.
But we can tell our children that, can't we?
They won't. They're not going to listen. I think as soon as children understand that there's money involved in data, the way teenagers are today, they will start really realising how priceless their data is. Mm. If you try and explain to a child that for instance, you know, Facebook's been accused of with data, a child won't want to know, because Facebook's great and we don't want them to use it. But if they start hearing it from authority, I think that there's money involved, they will start listening.
You set up CyberSmile after your daughter was bullied online. Did the sharing of any of her personal information, was that relevant in the online bullying?
And that probably at times, bits and pieces, but I think more and more at CyberSmile we're seeing this trend of sexting, which is causing, it's cost lives basically in suicides and blackmail. And
just describe to our listeners what sexting is.
Sexting is when people get sort of coerced into having internet sex, as it were, with a boyfriend, or sending pictures or images. And then some boys are doing this just to bully girls, and they blackmail them and stuff like that, or the other way around, but mostly that way. And I think that this kind of education could possibly save lives in that way. They would think twice about doing it.
Mm. Let's hear what Simon Bracewell, chair of the Recruitment Society in the Northwest, has to say about today's survey, which suggests that young people are potentially putting their job prospects at risk because of what they post on various social networking sites. That's according to a group of UK recruitment companies. What's the issue here, Simon?
I think it's really important that people keep their private lives private and their professional lives professional. As employers and as recruiters, social media is really important for gaining an insight into the people you're recruiting, what makes them tick. You can often see...
So what are recruiters actually doing? They're getting a job application and then going online, Googling the name and seeing what comes up.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I think that's probably the first thing that I did on you before I came on air this morning.
See any stupid photos?
No. You were pleased to hear. But often we find really useful information. And actually, I think young people need to start realising that actually recruiters are doing this and that actually it can work in their interest. As young people, they should be actually buying into it and actually connecting with recruiters, connecting with companies that they want to be with, and actually turning social media on its head for them so that it's not all a bad news story.
So in what? Putting out what? Writing blogs about the particular area of industry that they're
absolutely
interested in or whatever.
If they're really passionate about science or something in science, and it's not necessarily the sort of stuff that they would have been talking about on their social media, by doing so and linking it to potential employers, they're actually aiding their recruitment prospects. I think what's really important with all of this, though, is to keep your private life private and your professional life professional. Mm-hmm. Very much make sure you check your privacy settings. And very much make sure you monitor your social media, because not only yourself is posting. All you need is a friend or something to tag you in another photo. If you're not monitoring what they're doing, then that's when things start going wrong.
Yes. And effectively, the advice is, Simon, don't put anything out on Facebook that you wouldn't do in a job interview.
No, absolutely. I think that's quite key. But if your Facebook settings are such that your friends can access
it, then it should be fine.
It's not a problem. Mm. It's common sense, to be honest. Mm.
Exactly, it's common sense. So I wonder if you need this stuff in. I can see the argument, Phil Hart, for primary schools, but secondary schools, are the kind of school that you're the head teacher of?
I mean, I fully concur with everything that's being said at the moment. The youngsters go on Facebook, on Twitter, and they put themselves drastically at risk. I've had many, many instances of this.
Give me an example.
The sexting where youngsters have shared intimate details with their boyfriend or their girlfriend, which are then being passed around and created great embarrassment and great difficulties on that particular youngster.
As a head teacher, though, how can you stop that? What rules do you have in place to stop that going on?
Obviously these things happen off the premises.
Yeah.
They happen at the weekends. So it's very, very difficult for me to actually create a school rule with regard to that. That's why I think it is very, very important that we train our youngsters to be wary of that. And also our staff need training to be able to deliver that particular message.
Yes. Scott Freeman, I suppose in order to not get involved in that, is that about having the confidence and self-esteem to be able to say no to somebody who you might feel that you're in love with who's requesting you to do that?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just about having, the moral side of it. You just need to have the self-respect and the strength to not want to do it and to stand by what you believe is right. But I think that the important bit is just to realise if it's common knowledge that you're being educated at school as part of the curriculum, that all these dangers and stuff like that, then the boy would have sat through the same lessons and completely understand why you're doing it.
Mm. But it's not just for boys, though, obviously, is it?
It's not just for boys, but, I mean, if you look at the problem of sexting, for instance, which I was relating to there, it's a problem for all children. And, again, going further into this educational side of things, I mean, the reason the reason that employers check Google is because, to an extent, with a CV and references, you've got full control over them. If you had a bad time at a job, you could lose 6 months, you could do this, you could do that. The thing with the internet is you've got no control over what's there. So in some ways, you can get a much fairer representation of someone. So children need to really guard their online reputation with their life from the day one. Okay. I believe it's so important.
Thank you all very much. Interesting. Scott Freeman, founder of CyberSmile. Phil Hart, head teacher of St George's Catholic High School in Worsley in Greater Manchester, and Simon Bracewell, chair of the Recruitment Society in the northwest of England. This is 5 Live. It's coming up to 11.